Bill 1134, an act to establish license requirements for well pump installers and well repairers.
House Bill 1134 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the body. We seen this bill last year in almost identical form, with the exception of the amendment that was put on the House this year that exempts plumbers and electricians out. We did pass the bill out of here in pretty good shape last year, and the House, of course, got kind of delayed and got off on a sidetracked subject, I think, last year and during debate on the floor, and the bill was lost on the House floor. This is the same bill with the exception of the plumbers and electricians that was amended in the House side. What it does is let us track and license people that are installing well pumps. The main reason for that is for contamination purposes, to make sure that those pumps are being properly installed, that the sealing techniques are being done between the well casing and the pump line, to make sure that there's water tests being done so that when those pumps are pulled out and reinstalled, that those wells are chlorinated and those people know that they should take a bacteriological sample of that water and have it tested to make sure there isn't some kind of contamination in the well. There's a lot of different things can happen to wells and contamination, and probably one of the most common that we see in the industry is the typical old well pit, as you've seen, or an old house over the top of the well that's got the vaccine and the motor oil and everything else stored in it. And it's a nice place in the wintertime because it stays warm and it doesn't freeze in there. But when something happens and that's broke or the well pit floods, it takes all that contamination and goes down inside the well. It can cause very serious harm effects, health effects, to not only the people that are drinking it, but to people down the road or anywhere else that could be taking water out of that aquifer. There is a lot of other states that have more stringent guidelines than we do. Currently in South Dakota, we license well drillers, but we do not license the pump installers. Currently, as a well driller, you need a license. You have to show 5 years' experience. Costs you $50 a year for your license. Three surrounding states around us, North Dakota has the most recent one to instate this law, and that was in 1985. They currently have approximately 50 people that are pump installers and 130 water well contractors. They grandfathered everyone in when they started. But to obtain a license in North Dakota now, you have to take a written exam, score better than 70%, carry a $2,000 bond, and have 6 hours of continuing education points per year to maintain your license. Minnesota is much the same thing. They were started in 1975. You had to have 2 years' experience and installed more than 20 pumps, the same amount of hours for continuing education. Nebraska is slightly different. They issue several different type of licenses. You have to cost you $50 to take the test. You have $50 annually that you have to pay. They started in 1988. They grandfathered people in, providing they had 3 years' experience and had to pass the test. The new requirements, they must have $100,000 of liability insurance, and 18 hours continuing education over 3 years, which is 6 hours per year, as North Dakota and Minnesota require. This is a fairly simple bill. The reason is try to get these people to make sure they're following the correct codes for installing pumps and prevent contamination and health risk to the people that are using it, and also to the aquifers and the waters of this state. And I would be happy to try to answer any questions that you may have, and hope you could support the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
You have a question, the sponsor of the
State
bill.
Your question.
Senator Hutmacher, over the last 5 years, how many contamination problems have we had as a result of these people doing their work incorrectly?
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President, and Senator Staggers. I'm not sure I can give you a documented number. If you want to know how many cases I've seen of this, I would probably venture to say 150. But I don't know how many documented cases there actually are that have been turned into DENR.
Senator Staggers.
So 150 cases of contamination?
Senator Huttmacher.
Yes, contamination or potential contamination, Senator.
Senator Staggers, you have the floor.
Well, okay, I guess we really need this bill. If we have 150 cases of contamination, I guess I just wasn't aware of that at all. I hadn't seen anything in the media or anything about this being a major problem or anything like that at all. I hope people haven't gotten sick and gone to the hospital and suffered from all of this. But.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
Just briefly to comment on that, if you're into the business, you see things like that every day that need to be fixed or repaired, and if you're not into the business, you don't see it, I guess.
Further remarks? Senator Koskin.
Madam President, members of the Senate, I would urge you to oppose this bill because it does take away some of the access to service of this equipment. In the rural areas, you may not have these licensed weld installers. What happens is you may end up doing the job yourself or going to somebody that really is even less qualified, because there are people in town in winter, for example, 45 miles away that have experience in this. Come out and fix the wells. They also work on the pumps, but I don't know where we're going to stop. I say we have more pressing issues than that. I think that probably people that work on your car probably threatens more lives, and we don't require everybody to be licensed to do that. People develop these skills over time with experience. They usually work with somebody that is experienced. I just don't think that this is going to really help the industry, the safety issue. You know, to state that there's been a potential danger, there's potential danger anytime you touch water. And so I think that the people that are doing this are now get that experience through the process, and I urge you to defeat the bill because I think it'll take away a lot of rural opportunity to get service at all.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
Just briefly, if I could respond to Senator Koskin. This would it's going to grandfather anyone in that's in the business as long as they were, DNR is going to have that responsibility. The other thing, it does not take away from the individual doing the work themselves. I think anyone that wants to do it can do it as long as it's up to code.
Further remarks? Hearing on the question before the Senate is final, Senator McCracken. No, final consideration of House Bill 1134. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everst?
Aye.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen? Hangy?
Aye.
Ham? Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel,
aye.
Koskin,
no.
Madden,
no.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
no.
Oleski,
aye.
Whiting. Senator Cleven? Senator Cleven? Madam President, ayes 23, nays 10, excused 2.
House Bill 1134 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.